Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. We want to thank you for tuning in. Want to encourage you, if you're able, get you a Bible, get a notepad and a pen. We're going to take you into a message today entitled, Examine Yourself. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves, see whether we be in the faith. I want you to pay attention when the Bible talks about faith, and I want you to pay attention when the Bible talks about the faith. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. When the scripture refers to the faith, we're talking about the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and the faith that he established for all saints to walk in. He is not talking about you exclusively placing your faith in this or that. He is talking about walking in the faith of Jesus Christ. And when you do, you will walk without sin in your life. So let's go into the message and examine ourselves, see whether we be in the faith. God bless you.
Glory to God. But the Bible said, let's go on to perfection. Somebody say, let's go on to perfection. One more time. Let's go on to perfection. Why do the church don't believe we can make it there? Come on. When the Bible said, let's go on to it. Now, I know somebody going to say, well, that mean on the other side. That ain't true. I can now don't make me spend another hour in here proving this. I'm trying to close in a reasonable amount of time. But that ain't true. You can walk in the spirit right now and see sin in Galatians 5 verse 16. It says, if you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You will walk just like Jesus Christ right now and be an example to and a testimony to his life. Why you need to be like Christ in heaven? Everybody up there like Christ. Somebody need to see you like Christ in this nasty now and now. So don't make me prove that. So let me stay on my course here. It said, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God and of the doctrines of baptism, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And if most Christians understood, these were like seven different doctrines right here. If they understood all of this, they would really be ready to stop sinning. Because there's an eternal judgment God has pronounced on sin, and ain't no grace in the world that's going to change that eternal sentence. That eternal sentence said the soul that sinned shall die. God can't change that. So now you got to perfect your soul and get you out of sin and teach you how to walk holy and move in perfection. So he goes on to say in verse 3, and this will we do if God permit. For it is impossible for those, I'm going to go down to verse 6. For it is impossible for those who was once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they fall away. See now, God had mercy on the church because the church wasn't being taught the straight and narrow way. But the danger of hearing a word like this is the longer you sit under the word and refuse to become the word, then you move into a danger area with God. Because he had mercy when you was ignorant and the preacher was ignorant. They wasn't teaching this. But now you're learning the truth. Now you keep learning this, then you walking into a scary area to keep disobeying God now. This is the scary area. And that's in this New Testament. And people don't talk about this, but they need to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it says, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, seeing that they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. It says, for the earth, I'll let you finish reading that. He give you an example about it. Now look, he give you an example. If the earth, if I keep raining on the earth to bring forth vegetation, and I keep sending my rain, and the earth keep producing thorns and thistles, God said, I'm going to curse that earth. So he's trying to use that to give you an illustration. If I keep teaching folks and I keep sending my spirit and I keep talking to them about the same thing, they, you know, everybody, his mercy, he loved me. Yeah, he do, but he watching you. And I'm telling you, move God into a place to where, now wait a minute. I'll let y'all figure out the rest. That's what they don't know about the Father. That's what they don't know about it. Okay. Now, let me read one scripture here, then let me go to my next point. First point is, let's go on to perfection. Let's move, church. Let's move in the spirit. And I want your life to be different. Amen. Starting today, different going into 2016 than it was 2015. And the only way that don't happen is you don't cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Because you're definitely getting the Holy Word. Hallelujah. Every area of your life. So let's go on to perfection. Let me turn to, let's go to, Nisha, you got these on the board, don't you? Okay, 2 Timothy 2, verse 25. AJ, I need my little flicker light. Okay, and where am I, woman of God, now? Okay, that's all right. 29 minutes. I ain't going to be much more longer here. Okay. 2 Timothy, I want to share something with you. People got the wrong perspective of God. Now watch this. I thank God in my ignorance, he gave me many chances. I know I got enough sense to know I don't have that many chances now with the stuff I know, Sister Peggy. And you know how I take it? I may not even have one chance, so I ain't taking that. That's how I feel about it. I ain't taking no chances now because I know too much now. Okay? Yeah, it's wise. But when I was ignorant and didn't know what I know now, man, God, I would repent so much. God, give me another chance. Give me another chance. He's a God of another chance, not just second chance. If it was a second chance, I'd been gone. Melvin, I'd been history. You know, but my point is, what I woke up and realized is that I couldn't just repent just because I wanted to. And most of the church think they can repent when they get ready. They think God gonna forgive me. That ain't what the Bible teach. And so we're gonna look at a scripture to show you, to give you another mind of God, another side of God. This scripture says, in meekness. See, that's what I'm doing. I try to be meek. I know I'm strong. I know I'm zealous about what I teach, and I have conviction because this thing has consumed my life. But I try to teach it in meekness, instructing those, anybody that may be opposing themselves, because I used to oppose myself. I used to work against myself. I remember in the country, Miss Nan used to live down when we lived in the country. My brothers and sisters said, "Where's Brother Andrew?" See, I told y'all Brother Andrew can handle that yet last week. Brother Andrew didn't get offended. Brother Andrew didn't get offended and didn't come back. I told you he can handle it. And my sister, amen. But we used to live in the country, and I used to go out at night, and on this porch they had a spider web, and then they had a light. The light would draw all these insects at night, and that spider web was over there. And then these little flies just enjoying that light, and one of them flying that spider web. And the spider just sat there and watched the insect, and the insects try to get away, not knowing that the more they move, the more that thing just, you know, tie them up. And the insect wait right good till the little thing done tied itself up, then he attack. That's what Satan do. He let you oppose yourself. He let you trap yourself, then he come in for the kill. And so as a minister, I have to in meekness, instruct those who oppose themselves. Watch this. I have to teach the truth by example, and then with the hopes that, watch this. If, somebody say if. That's conditional. If pre-adventure. Yeah, anybody know what pre-adventure mean? Anybody? Perhaps. Watch this. Once somebody opposing themselves with sin and different entanglements in their life, once they, you got to teach them. You got to be merciful to them, and you got to instruct them. If God perhaps will give them repentance through the acknowledging of the truth. That don't sound like God just automatically deal out every time you think you can jump up and repent. But that's the average mindset in the average sinner. God got to grant you repentance. Because, see, some people crying, they go, "Sin, I'm sorry, Lord. Sin, sorry, Lord." See, they fooling themselves because God ain't even granted it yet. He's just waiting till you get ready to acknowledge the truth, then grant you the repentance to get out of that. Because if you just, "Sorry, Lord, sorry, Lord," you still in that thing and don't know it. You're deceiving yourself. This Bible said God got to grant you repentance. Now, Sister Peggy, God done granted me repentance. I'm going to be holy. I ain't going to hell. Okay, second point is add to your faith. The first point is let's go on to perfection. Let's move, church. Let's move spiritually. Everybody should move. And, you know, during this time of the year, if there's anybody needing us, we'll sit and walk with you, talk with you. I want to do an evaluation. In fact, we'll help you evaluate where you're falling short, and we'll try to help you in anything we can because that's my job. I want to encourage everybody in the church, when you get a chance, go online and go listen to part one through part four of understanding the born-again experience and the saving of the soul. They like about 29 minutes each. You got the rest of the year to do it. This is just my instruction as a leader. Now, if you don't do it, it ain't my fault. I'm just telling you what you should do to help evaluate your spiritual life and spiritual growth. But if you go listen to Understanding the Born-Again Experience and the Saving of the Soul, that's the topic. I think it's part one through four. And then there's another series I did, The Church, a Living Organism in the Order of God. And so if you study along with me, because I'm teaching on these lessons, if you study along with me, take notes, it'll help you evaluate where you are. Okay? Because I think preachers don't need to just be preaching. You need to try to do messages to help saints evaluate their spiritual growth. So that's why I'm doing this. Because I want you to help see where you are. I had a situation the other day happen in my life, and man, I handled that thing so godly until I look back. I said, wow, I remember the time when I used to didn't handle it godly like that. And I said, Father, thank you. I saw the progress and I appreciated it. Amen. And I gave the glory to God. Amen. And every one of you got to be able to do that in your life, or you ain't moving. Yeah. You just coming to church. I don't want you just coming to church. I want you coming to church to be the church. This is called evaluating your spiritual life. Glory to God. And I'm doing my part. So those two series, if you go listen to them, just take notes. Stop the CD. Stop the player. Right, take notes. Let God talk to you. And you do that for the rest of the year. I guarantee you're going to go into 2016 more spiritual than you was in 2015. Because we're supposed to be moving from faith to faith, from glory to glory. So you got to do the evaluation. And I'm just kind of helping, assisting you. Now, first point, let's go on to perfection. Second point, add to your faith. The last point is, why call ye me Lord and do not the things I say? Okay, now let's labor a little bit on the second point. Add to your faith. Go to 2 Peter. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1. Everything in the Bible is just as good today as it was yesterday. Don't let nobody tell you this Bible can't become a reality in your life. If they tell you that, they lying to you. There ain't nothing in this Bible you can't do as a born-again person. If God told me to do something that I cannot do, God is unfair. And God is not unfair. Okay. So establish that first in your mind. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 1, starting at verse 4. Wherefore are given unto us exceeding and precious promises through this word, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. We're born with divine nature. Now you can tap into that divine nature through these promises and by the Holy Spirit. And don't let nobody fool you, you still have a sin nature. There ain't no sin nature, that's lust. And that's what it is. The preacher who preaching that couldn't find victory himself, and now he write books and teach lessons that you still have a sin nature. You prone to sin. No, that preacher lying. That preacher just got back in lust, and he's feeling lust and think he got a sin nature. No, you don't have no sin nature. That's lust. Let me get back over here. You praying for me, AJ? Amen. It says, divine nature, have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Okay? All the corruption in the world is through lust. Okay, verse 5. It says, besides this, giving all diligence. In other words, you're going to have to put some effort to this. A lazy salvation is not in the Bible. People preaching a lazy salvation, talking about you don't do nothing. Just believe, just believe. Baby, that devils believe. You got to believe and put some action to what you believe. And if you don't do this, you're going to be stuck. When 2016 get here, and I preach this message again at the end of 2016, if you're here, you're going to be in the same place. If you don't make some effort to apply this word to your life, and the Holy Spirit will not help you till you apply the word. He's a helper, not a doer. So this Bible said, give all diligence. You got to give some diligence. You got to give some effort. You got to want to change. You got to, in your daily life, after church is over, make some decisions that I'm gonna do the book. And you sit here and look at me and say, amen, all day. But if you don't do this book, I'll let you figure out the rest. Say, give all diligence. Add to your faith. I kind of believe this talking about the faith that God put in our hearts here. Because, you know, the faith of Christ is the life of Christ and in the spirit. But, you know, you can walk in the spirit and you can still have some mindsets and some attitudes. If you don't make an effort while you're walking in the spirit, you don't make some diligence to add the character of Christ to that mindset and that character, some of us can, y'all know some of us can act up if we want to. If you don't make a decision to stay in the spirit and add to your faith character, that character going to come out under pressure. You got to do that. She receiving the word. Amen. This is just examine yourself. We all doing this. I'm first. I examine myself. See whether I be in the faith. And I keep my personality. I choose to keep my personality in the spirit. Amen. And if when I get mad, I'm going to make sure I don't sin while I'm angry. Because it's not a sin to get angry. It's not a sin to get angry and say, wait, brother, you just stepped on my wife's feet. It ain't a sin to check somebody. It's a sin to get in the flesh. You see what I'm saying? Christians not wimps. You're going to be out eating. Somebody's going to slap your wife. I'm a Christian. Okay, try that with me. I'm going to still be in the spirit and handle my business. Y'all, we'll deal with that later. People got Christianity mixed up. People got sin mixed up. They don't know what sin is. This Bible defines what sin is. Jesus got angry when he went in that temple, got a whip and whipped the people and never seen. Only time I seen him hit somebody. And the Bible said the zeal of his house eating me up. He had never sinned. I'll leave that alone. Because what you think is sin is not sin. Okay. So it says, give all diligence. Add to your faith. Here's what you're going to add to your faith. You need to add this. You need to make some decision. Virtue. Virtue has to do with your character. You have to decide, I bear the name of Christ. I'm going to take on the character of Christ. You got to decide that. If you don't, you'll be the same place here in 2016. And to virtue, after you add virtue, add some knowledge. How much do you set under this word and let this word build you up and learn? Add to knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. See, temperance, self-control. The Holy Ghost not going to jump outside of you. Come here, Judy. You get so mad, and now you ain't in the spirit. Now you done jumped in the flesh. And you want to jump on Peggy. Holy Ghost not going to jump off and do this. You better have some character and stay inside and stay in check. Holy Ghost not going to jump out and stop you. So that's what he's talking about here. Add some temperance, self-control. You add that. Glory to God. Then he said, and to temperance, patience. Add some patience to your life. Decide, flesh, you going to wait. You going to be in control. You don't have to put the expression on, let everybody see you struggle with it now. Don't let them see the struggle now. But keep your face straight and tell them, you going to be in control. If you don't do this, you're going to be in the same place 2016. Okay, patience. And to patience, godliness. See, the godliness show the Christ-like character. Why are you telling that flesh to shut up? Godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. We got to be kind to each other. Somebody ugly with you. I had a man really got ugly with me. Ugly, but, and boy, Christ jumped out of me so fast. I said, wow. And then the scripture came to my mind. He came out there, boy. But I didn't know when I backed on this property, it was another man. This gentleman came out there and he turned colors. I'm serious. And man, he was hot. And I said, sir, I'm sorry. And I started ministering to him and just coming over. Then the scripture came to me, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stirs up anger. I'm saying so much Christ popped out. I said, look at that. I remember the time. Y'all look at me. Y'all remember the time. Y'all remember something yesterday. Nah, just joking. Let me finish. Glory to God. Okay, but this, in all seriousness, you have to add brotherly kindness. You got to add these things now. The whole, God's not going to just make you do this. You got to make some decision. And brotherly kindness, and to that, you add love, charity. Everything we do got to be motivated by love. When I'm preaching to these preachers, don't y'all ever forget, I'm motivated by love. They may think I'm not, but I'm motivated by love. And if they really listen to what I'm saying, they know I'm telling them the truth. You've been teaching these folk, can't nobody do it, and that's why ain't nobody doing it. And you're wrong, and you need to repent. Now watch this. I'm about finished. For if these things be in you, if you let these things, you see, y'all need to go write these things now. I got them on my phone. I look at them almost every day, reminding myself, renewing my mind. I look at them. I got them on my phone, wrote down. And the Bible said, if these things be in you and abound, if you start letting these things abound, take over your life, be a practice of your life, here's what the Bible promised. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord. A lot of us have been taught a lot about the Lord, but we are not fruitful in what we've been taught because these things we haven't added to our life. That you neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But, somebody said, but. Listen to this closely. But he, anybody, Christians, he talking about Christians here. He that lacketh these things, here's what the judgment of the Bible, here's God's judgment. Here's God's assessment. Here's God's 2015 assessment of us, wanting us to take notice of what he's saying so we can go in 2016 and be better than 2015. Here's God's assessment. He said, but if you lack these things, God said, you blind, you cannot see afar off, and you've forgotten that you was purged from your old sins. That's God's assessment. That's not a judgment. That's not a condemnation. God just assessing all of us. See, because one day when he come, it's going to be a final assessment. No time to get right then. This is the time to get it right. The day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Okay, and you keep reading that. He said that the people that do these things and keep practicing these things, he said, I'm not going to just let you into heaven. I'm going to give you an abundant entry into heaven. The red carpet roll out. The angels, everybody's shouting because here come Judy. Here come Peggy. Here come someone cares ministry. He's going to give you an abundant entry. That's what this Bible say. That's a promise. Okay, last thing, Luke 6:46. For everyone that say, anyone, put up Acts 5:32, Nisha, and I'm going to just quote Luke 6:46. For anybody on radio in Christendom that think I'm off on the rocker and you can't do this, well, I'm going to let you answer the scripture. Jesus said, Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord and do not the things I say? God said that to the whole Christian world. Why are you calling me Lord? You don't obey me. That sounds like he believes you can do it. And I'm telling you, you can. Now, last verse. What? How much time? That's good. I don't want to go past that. Okay. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost. Watch this. The Holy Ghost, which is the power of God, the help of God. The Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. You don't get the power of the Holy Ghost till you obey. So if you sit and say, I can't do that, I just keep falling. The Bible said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. But the Holy Ghost sitting waiting till you make some decisions. And when you make decisions, you know, he'll give his Holy Spirit power to anybody that make a decision. I'm going to obey God. That's when the power will kick in. And it's also for those who want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. They said, you know, people come up, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to pray in the Spirit and won't even open their mouth. He give the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. Open your mouth and make a sound. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the teaching of the Word of God. And Lord, thank you for this assessment of all of our lives. We examine ourselves, see whether we be in the faith. And Father, we thank you that we will not be reprobate. We will not just keep coming to church. No change. God, we won't change. Change our lives as we attempt to add to our faith these virtues that you told us to add. And thank you for the Holy Spirit helping every one of us. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone in this ministry, everyone darken these doors. Lord, speak to their hearts and let them know it's better to obey God than man. Father, help them clean the things up in their life that's not right. Father, as you give them breath, I thank you, you're giving them mercy to get their lives together. But let them not take your mercy for granted. I pray for all of them in Jesus' name. And I pray for everyone that's going through some kind of difficulty in their life, in their home, in marriages, in the church, in school, at work. Lord, give them grace. I pray grace upon every one of them, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us all. And help us to be ready on that day. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love all of you. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. We are out of time, but I want to encourage you for more free teaching. I want to send you to our website, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.